National gay marriage threat level raised to flamboyant. This is on News, 8 of June, 2006. Simulator reporting. Washington, D.C. U.S. Homeland Security Department raised the national gay marriage threat level from fruity to flamboyant today in response to increased gay chatter intercepted by intelligence agencies. Secretary Chertoff urged citizens to, quote, be vigilant and on the lookout for queers, unquote, but to keep their daily routines as normal as possible in order to keep the economy strong. National Guard Reserve units, as well as extra police, FBI agents, and Protestant ministers, were deployed to high-risk areas such as Massachusetts and California. Government Arnold Schwarzenegger declared that he will, quote, not tolerate the state being taken over by girly men, unquote. Tensions have been high ever since San Francisco temporarily allowed gay marriages to occur a year ago, inducing a panic in the area. The hot pink alert level of flamboyant is the second highest on the color-coded scale, sitting just below the magenta level of flaming homo. The color-coded system is as follows. Teal, threat level manly, gay marriage ban, gaining support, monster truck rally attendance high. Lavender, threat level lesbian, lesbian couples buying houses in your neighborhood to raise their children, conceived using donor sperm and a turkey baster, also activates the vegan alarm system. Chartreuse, threat level in the closet, low risk of gay marriage, husband's frequent business trips to San Francisco and detours to highway rest stops on the drive home from work go unquestioned. Lemon, threat level fruity, moderate risk of gay marriage, little rainbow stickers on shop windows. Over Thanksgiving dinner, awkward but polite inquiry made after the health of your spinster aunt's long-term female, quote, roommate. Hot pink, threat level flamboyant, imminent risk of gay marriage. Suspiciously well-dressed men on the street, pride parades, dude, did that guy just hit on me? And finally, magenta, threat level flaming. Gay marriages occur in droves, armed mobs of homosexuals storm suburbs, force hetero couples to divorce, and remarry partners of the same sex. The system was first created in 2001 after Massachusetts legalized same-sex civil unions. At the time, President Bush declared the beginning of a global war on gayness, which continues to this day. Just last week, the Pentagon declared there will be additional priest deployments to Holland and Norway, two countries where civil liberties have been taken to the extreme. Activists from Holland, thought to be part of a shadowy international homosexual network, Al-Qaeda, were directly implicated in 2001's legalizations of the same-sex unions in certain states, but the link between Norway and U.S. gay activity is dubious. Critics of the Norwegian war are worried about U.S. troops and conservative pundits getting necessarily sucked into a Scandinavian quagmire and have questioned whether the war is really the best way to fight homosexuality or if the U.S. was simply there to seize control of Norway's vast deposits of North Sea oil. But Bush reiterated his mantra that it's better that, quote, we fight the gays over there so we don't have to fight them on our own soil, unquote. Meanwhile, a White House press conference, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld denied assertions that the war was becoming bogged down and basically unwinnable. Quote, we're going to stamp out all traces of gayness, unquote, said Rumsfeld. Quote, is that easy? Well, no, of course not. But considering the difficulties, it's going well. In fact, I'd say our effort is going better than well. Things have been fabulous, unquote. While no specific threat has been revealed by Homeland Security, anonymous sources report that liberal universities are particularly vulnerable. Reportedly, activist professors in certain institutions are part of a hidden sleeper cells network of homosexual groups, and they openly promote gay rights to their students. Recent NSA wiretapping programming was created to root out precisely such enemies. Congress, meanwhile, scheduled an emergency session to debate funding for the new technologies in the war on gayness. Troops have been complaining of inadequate equipment, but a new device by Halliburton could prove to be a breakthrough in the war. The device is called Gay Detection and Ranging, or by its simple acronym, GAYDAR, is capable of detecting homosexuals within a 100-yard radius. Up till now, accurate detection was possible only at close distances, which too often proved to be too late, with the observer quickly succumbing to sexual gyrations from the gay individual being tracked. In response to the increased threat level, the Vatican ordered all churches in the United States to lock their doors, hide their Barbra Streisand CDs, and paint their altars with horribly clashing colors in an attempt to prevent gays from physically entering the church to get married. The Pope himself appealed to all local bishops to be extra vigilant and to keep an eye out for covert gay priests. It is unclear how long the gay marriage threat level will remain at flamboyant, but experts speculate it could well be until next year's election day. The reason for this, according to the Department of Homo Security, is that, quote, these guys really come out during the warmer parts of the year, but are usually forced to retreat into their ungodly homosexual burrows before the winter chill sets upon them, unquote. That from an anonymous source. This has been Dennis Zim for UNnews. Thank you for listening.